7726.
The RNC, they were partying like rock stars. The Republicans were, so the chief is a little red-faced trying to explain the club tab. Hey, it's a blunder. Anybody can have that happen, right? We'll talk about it. Obama signs the health care fixes, so it's just official. We already knew that health care reform was here, but you got to dot all the I's and cross the T's, you know what I'm saying? And we'll dive into that, too. And the public's still pretty much divided. I've been checking and scouring for all the 10 million polls out there, and it's 50-50. Some cases a little bit more opposed to health care reform. We'll see as we move along and things start getting implemented how those numbers change and once we get closer to the all-important midterm elections. Hope you had a fabulous day as we roll into midweek here across America on America Tonight. Thanks for joining us on the show. If you just found us, we are the show that I like to say ultimately is water cooler buzz. That means we talk a whole lot of serious and a whole lot of fun, too, along the way. At least we hope you think it's fun. So we'll dive into some other stuff, like how much would you pay for a comic of Superman? Well, it's the Superman debut, so I'll clarify that. The very first ever Superman comic. I remember as a kid reading The Archies, a comic called Little Lotta, The Green Hornet. What else? Superman, I think, Spider-Man, but certainly not the first Superman comic. I'm too young for that, so I'm further down the road. But I'd be curious as to what that number one comic was like. I've seen shots of what Superman, how Superman was drawn, but I'm not familiar with the theme of the comics, so that would be kind of cool, I think, to see that. On a more serious note, and where we start here on ATN, the follow-up to the whole militia thing, you know, phone lines across America are buzzing, whether it's Philadelphia or Wichita, Kansas, or Saratoga, New York. Everybody has an opinion on now militias, and in particular, the militia that was arrested and broken up, at least nine members were anyway. The cops and the feds, pretty much because it was the feds that swooped in, say that this militia group was planning a serious exercise in April that might have included violence. They talked about doing a covert reconnaissance exercise, and more importantly, according to the FBI, they had targeted cops. And the idea was to kill a cop or more than one cop, go to the funerals, get to the funerals, jimmy rig the funerals with explosives, and kill all the people at the funeral procession. The indictment says the IEDs, because that's what they were working on, would be weapons of mass destruction. You know, it's a great fair or foul. Some people believe that this is over the top and almost a setup. Others think, well, this paints militias in a bad light, and that's not totally fair with the broad brush, but this was a bad group of people who somehow lost their way and went off the tracks. Anti-government, anti-big government, all that stuff is fine, and thank goodness, we live in the land not only of milk and honey, but free speech. So whether it's me blabbering on and on here on America Tonight or somebody else expressing opinions that might seem a little radical, it is so good to be able to do that. And that's why we love this great country. On the other hand, I don't want to see anybody innocents get killed in the name of a cause, and it does take the word militia and make it ugly in some people's minds. So the nine militia members have been charged in an indictment representing pretty much the core group. There were a lot of people that participated in these training camps they had, but they weren't part of the criminal activity that was going on. The plotting to try to kill the cops and ultimately to jimmy rig the funerals once that happened and so on and so forth. There were plenty of people that were involved with this one group that had no idea what was going on with the inner core. So you can't lump them in. In Michigan, there are lots of militia groups that are peaceful, that are just, you know, exercising, as it were, the right to bear arms. And the FBI was very clear to say, look, we have no problems with any of those people whatsoever. It's this Hootery members of this group that are part of this crazy militia, and particularly the core, not the others on the outside, that they were concerned about after a massive investigation, and the fact that they were going to attempt to use what's now been classified as weapons of mass destruction, and trying to make a huge statement with death at the core of this. And, you know, that's too bad. We'll see where it goes. At this point, charged, not convicted. So you go through the criminal court system, the federal court system, and let's see what happens as it's all laid out. There was definitely classes teaching the use of explosives and whatnot. But as I will say one more time, after being made very clear on this earlier today in a couple of conversations, there were people that were part of the militia that had nothing to do with what was happening with the core group, that were willing to try to carry out, or were actually sitting there planning some kind of a plot so that they would, you know, make a big signal, a big stink, a big whatever, to rally other people in the country, kind of was their idea, apparently. So anti-government hate militias on the rise was something I heard on the radio. I was driving down the street today. Are anti-government hate militias on the rise? Because this militia was planning to kill at least one police officer and then, of course, blow up the people at the funeral. So does this give militias a bad name? And ultimately, what does it do to the right to bear arms? We go back to that Second Amendment again that I hold so dear, the fact that I think if you want to, you should be able to. However, I think that the gun laws need to be in place and there needs to be background checks. But, hey, you have all that. You go through the regs. I like concealed and carry because you have to go through the classes, have to get approved, all that sort of stuff. Then I say thumbs up. And as you know, the Supreme Court has been talking about that. Be interesting to see where it all ends up and how it comes around. Speaking of coming around, right from the get-go, I said something about taxes. We're getting closer and closer to the countdown when you have, you know, tax day. People are frantically running to the post office at midnight and what have you. Maybe some of you have already done your taxes, but if you haven't, you might be looking for some really handy tips. We're going to do that next with Bonnie Lee. On the flip side, here on ATN.
Change is coming to medical care in the United States. The Getting Better Healthcare Show on WebTalkRadio.net helps you understand the current system, the people who work in it, and the changes that are coming. Learn how to navigate this system. Find out what makes doctors tick and how they make critical decisions. Discover what our healthcare system could be, should be, and might be. Listen to Getting Better Healthcare on webtalkradio.net.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
And I was catching a train to New Jersey. I happened to see somebody running for a train. It's interesting to watch when trains pull up and you have maybe 15 minutes to get on the train. Then the doors close, you're out of there. And you'll see an empty waiting area. This is at Penn Station underneath Madison Square Garden. And all of a sudden, as it gets closer to the time when the train's supposed to pull in, people start making this mad dash down the steps and literally arriving with minutes to spare. And I saw a guy, he had a Yankees cap on, he had the pants that are falling off, you know, where you see the underwear. And man, he was making a beeline. He was like a sprinter. He was a big guy, but his pants were falling down. So he was trying so hard to hold those pants up because he knew the pants go down, he trips, boom, he's missing that train. Somehow he held on, dashed just in time, got on the train. There is actually a movement afoot to end saggy pants and that whole trend. We'll talk about that in just a second. But before we get to the silliness that is the part of America Tonight that some of you really enjoy, or you might classify this as silly, it is official, like I mentioned at the get-go. The health care reform bill is signed, sealed, delivered, and now ours. It includes the fixes bill, a couple of things that were changed originally with that bouncing back and forth from the House to the Senate. So here's what President Obama said today on what he's calling his final victory on this domestic priority.
Today, we mark an important milestone on the road to health insurance reform and higher education reform. But more broadly, this day affirms our ability to overcome the challenges of our politics and meet the challenges of our time. When I took office, one of the questions we needed to answer was whether it was still possible to make government responsive to the needs of everyday people, middle-class Americans, the backbone of this country, or whether the special interests and their lobbyists would continue to hold sway like they've done so many times before. And that's a test we met 1 week ago when health insurance reform became the law of the land in the United States of America.
All right, health insurance now will be changed in the land of America. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, is saying that the Republicans aren't going to back down. They're going to continue to use the slogan repeal and replace with regard to the health care law in these midterm elections. That's going to be the buzz phrase attached to anybody running on the GOP ticket. And I said the polls show, and there's all kinds of polls. This latest one I happened to look at was the CNN Opinion Research Corporation poll. They do a bunch of them. And their particular brand shows that the public is divided. Really? 47% of Americans think Congress should repeal the current reform law and replace it with new proposals. And this, it was just taken a couple of days ago. 50% are opposed to doing that. So there's lots of rallies going on. There's Tea Party protests. And will it make a difference when the House seats are all up in the midterm elections? And I think, you know, probably in some cases it's going to make a difference. It depends on where we're talking about, who's running, and all that kind of stuff. Now, the fixes bill, I think I pretty much covered this territory, but just to be safe, I'm going to do it quickly, give you the thumbnail version of it. What does that mean? It includes an additional 3.8% Medicare payroll tax on investment income for people who make more than $200,000 a year and couples that make more than $250,000. Also, here's one thing that was good, because this was just incredibly, infuriating. Senator Ben Nelson from Nebraska, remember that whole thing? Nebraska got their little special exemption from all Medicaid expenses. Well, now the federal government is going to assist every state picking up 100% of the cost of expanded Medicaid coverage between 2014 and 2016, 90% starting in 2020. So everybody got that, not just Nebraska. And I think we understand the whole donut hole thing. But the closing of the prescription drug donut hole by 2020. So, right now, Medicare stops covering drug costs after a plan and a beneficiary have spent more than $2,800 on prescription drugs, and they start paying again after the out-of-pocket expenses exceed $4,550. Senior citizens stuck in the donut hole this year get a $250 rebates. That's pretty clear. I think that you understand what that means. And there's a reduction in the fine for people who fail to get insurance coverage. That's going to happen. And instead of being $750, it's going to be $695. There's also the fine on the companies who don't provide health coverage for workers per employee. That's going to range from $750 to $2,000. Boy, the IRS is going to have their hands full. That's why they're hiring over 16,000 people. Once all this kicks in, somebody's going to have to police that and figure out who's not doing this and who's doing this and where all these crazy fines come from. You're going to need like a walking chalkboard to keep track of everything, or Etch-a-Sketch, you know, just go down one, go down the next, go down the next. It's going to take that much longer, I think, to process some of the returns, especially in the beginning and getting used to it. So in going down the whole tax thing, Something else to keep in mind for first-time homeowners is that $8,000 break on the new house thing. You know, there are some people that are actually selling their houses and actually getting paid what they think they should get for their house. I know it's shocking, and it's only in a few spots across the country. It's the location thing has a lot to do with it. But 30 days left before that tax credit dries up. First-time home buyers can qualify for up to 8,000. People who are trading up might get about 6,500, but either way, it has to be done by the end of April and closed before July 1st so that you could take advantage of that refund. For some people, that works. But here's the thing. With the first-time home buyers, you'll see like a flurry of activity, and then the housing numbers change. But if once that passes, then all of a sudden the housing market goes in a different direction. That's the scary part of that. So the home buyer credit is good, but when it ends, for some people, it's like a death knell. I mean, it's like a death knell. And all of a sudden, all those people that want to go look at houses, they're not there anymore. The first time buyers who know that for them, if they can get that $8,000, how much more will that help them in getting that first house? I mean, how great is that to be able to take advantage of the credit? But what does it do to the housing market is the other question. You have these huge sales jumps and then the slump, and now you'll have the jumps again. However, if you can take advantage of it, yeah, I mean, if anything you take advantage of at this point, since we're getting creamed everywhere else, and ultimately tax-wise and with the deficit that we're running right now, who knows what the taxes are going to run, I'd say, sure, snap it up if you can do it. Snap it up. The places that are seeing record gains, and I'm saying record gains, listen to the spots. Cheyenne, Wyoming, Napa, California, Eugene, Oregon, Charleston, South Carolina. So, because for them, with what the houses cost and then the $8,000, you can end up getting a pretty good deal. You know, they're saying in Miami, they're so desperate to sell in Miami. The median price is about $215,000. And a first-time home buyer would pay, what, $207,000 if you figure the credit. But the prices in Miami are going to fall about 22% or so this year. So you could make an amazing buy there, like maybe $48,000 to $50,000 off a house by the time you get the tax credit, too. This isn't a stinking real estate show, though. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. Hang with us.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your life.
We were talking about that all-important tax day coming up, and maybe you're having the cold sweats at night. You're trying to think, oh, what kind of deductions am I not taking out here, and figuring that those five trash bags you have of receipts, there has to be some sense that can be made of it, and a lot of it should be written off. So who better to have on the show than someone who can explain it to us and tell us that, yes, here are some of the secrets, here are some of the things that you can do to save money when you're doing your taxes. Tax professional Bonnie Lee from TaxPertise.com. Thanks for hanging out with us here on ATN.
Hey, great to be here, Kay. Thanks for having me.
So you've done this for a while now, and you pretty much know if we're broadcasting all over the country, and you tweak things here and there, I think, depending on, state by state, because in some states, like the state that I happen to be in, we don't have state income tax. And then in other places like New Jersey, California, you do have state income tax. So it varies depending on where you are. But let me ask you this. With having said that, when a lot of people do the TurboTax thing now, is that a good thing? Because I know people that have had problems with TurboTax. I don't care. I'm not, just not trying to knock them. But they've had problems because it's not specific enough.
You know, that you do have to know tax law. You've got to know what you're doing. It's that old phrase from back in the day, garbage in, garbage out. You know, so it depends on what you're putting into TurboTax, you know, what result you're going to get. You've got to know what you're doing.
All right, so that's good advice. So basically forget about it unless you do taxes like you do or you really know the tax law. And so you wrote a book about this, about the complete book of dirty little secrets and tax deductions for small businesses the IRS doesn't want you to know. So what are some of the good deductions you can take if you have a small business?
Yeah, that's Taxpertise, the complete book of dirty little secrets. Yeah, if you have a small business, that's primarily who this book was written for, because now you are going to be writing off a lot more things than you would be able to if you're an individual. So the rule of thumb is you can, depending on your business, you can write off all ordinary and necessary business expenses. So there's no list. The IRS doesn't have a short list. I mean, they do. They tell you you can't write off anything that's an illegal activity. You know, there are certain things that you cannot write off. But it's pretty much open to, you know, your own subjective view of what you need to run your business. You
know? So it could be anything from paper to paying for the internet to lunches you have to have with clients that would seem obvious,
right,
to proposals.
There's a lot of rules governing travel and entertainment and meals expense, because those kind of fall in the area of, oh, wait, you're having a good time now. So we don't want you to have too much fun, so we're not going to let you write off everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there are specific rules. I always urge people to get the IRS publications. You can go to irs.gov to look up the publications on travel, meal, and entertainment and really know the law about that. And I cover that in great detail in my book, Taxpertise, also. But, you know, for example, like if you have a beauty salon, your subscription to Vogue magazine is going to be considered an ordinary necessary business expense. But if you're a computer programmer working out of a little home office all by yourself, you know, with no clients coming in, you know, a subscription to Vogue magazine, I don't think so. The IRS is not going to allow that deduction. You know, so that's where it gets subjective.
What about if you have a small business? Well, here's the thing. Some people are self-employed. Is there a difference there? Like, you have your own business, but it's you. You don't have any employees. I mean, you're self-employed, so you have a business. It's the same, right?
Yeah, you know, sure. You know, you're working as a freelancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're self-employed.
Wow.
You're getting paid on a 1099, and so you have to shoulder your own tax responsibility. That's basically what that's all about. And so by so doing, you kind of open yourself up to being able to take certain deductions.
Yeah, with the 1099, that can be tricky for some people, though, too, because with the 1099, would you advise, as somebody who's done taxes and you represent taxpayers in all 50 states, so you know this game, Would you recommend that people try to have a quarterly taxes instead of waiting till the end, or no?
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah, you're required to pay estimated taxes if you're going to have a tax liability of $1,000 or more. So that's kind of a given. And the thing is, when you're self-employed like that, you're getting charged not only regular income tax, but you're being levied self-employment tax as well. And what that is, that comes up to 15.3% of all everything that you make. So if you make $1,000, that's every $150 is taken out for just self-employment tax. Then you've got your regular income tax on top of it. So that and what that is the Social Security that normally would have been withheld if you're an employee. And not only withheld, but you're also paying the employer's share, because they match the Social Security that's being withheld from every employee's paycheck. So right. that can get super expensive real fast.
Yeah,
and,
no
and
kidding.
I've run into a lot of people who go, whoa, they got paid on a 1099. You know, they made 10 grand. They owe, you know, 3 grand in income taxes, essentially. And it's crazy.
That's why some people, and this is what we're talking about, with the small business thing, a lot of people will start a small business then, in other words, depending on what a computer consultant, instead of just getting the 10, and they would also be responsible for that, but they would have a company. So that, I would think that would make a little bit of a difference, right? So if you have a company, it's you know, Jay's consulting business versus you're just paying Jay, but he pays the $500 or whatever it is to start a company, then he would get checks to his company, and I would think it would be might be more advantageous.
Not really, because, you know, if you're a sole proprietor and you're going to be reporting your income and deductions on Schedule C of your regular income tax return, you know, you're in the same boat. You're getting 1099s. You're looking for business expenses to write off against it. So
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
What did you're obviously going to have to break all this down in talking about now, oh, we're going to have breaks for small businesses with what's happening with the healthcare reform officially gone through, but it's still light years away from where it's going to be. In the end, what do you think is going to happen with small businesses there? Because that's going to get tricky, too, if you're a small business and employees and whether you offer the health care or how you figure that all out, that's going to be something else that tax folks are going to have to worry about, right?
Yeah, they're working on reconciling the Senate version with the House version right now to see what's going to happen. But, you know, there's everything from being penalized for not providing health insurance all the way up to offering small business incentives such as tax credits because they do provide health insurance. But I have a small business, and I believe in offering health insurance to my employees. I think, you know, every responsible business person should do that. And for one thing, it's a beautiful way of paying an employee without having any taxes, you know, to worry about, because it's one of those non-taxable fringe benefits. So you can give it to them, and they don't have to pay tax on the value of the health insurance that they're receiving. So I think it's a, you know, and that means also you don't have to pay that matching Social Security that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You know, Kate, it's kind of a win-win situation.
I agree with you. I agree with you, Bonnie, in that case, because you care about the people who are working for you, but there'd be a lot of businesses that aren't going to feel the same way, and I'm wondering if, and I hope I'm wrong on this, but, you know, call me a little bit cynical about it. There'd be some that might say, well, the fine isn't going to cost me that much versus I have to pay all these people health care benefits, and geez, we can't find the plan because we have X amount of employees, it's just not enough, and I hope that doesn't happen in a lot of cases. I'd much rather see people be able to get it through their company.
Yeah, and I think they're going to make the rule, you know, just to enforce it against people who have a business with 50 employees or more. So the people with the real small businesses that you know, have a hard time making payroll and the payroll taxes, much less, oh, let me throw on some, you know, health insurance and hit you with that too. You know, I think they're going to give them something of a break, which would be nice.
All right, no kidding. So 50 or more, so that's good to know. Are you very busy right now? You must be crazy. Are you crazy?
Oh, not
with...
at all. No,
no,
I'm going to the beach tomorrow. Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm busy. Yeah.
That
yeah,
means,
I'm busy.
Like,
this is the time. I love it, though.
I bet you people walk in, and we have like a minute left, but I bet you people walk in at the last minute and say, oh, my gosh, I have 5 hours. Can you do my taxes? Do you have that happen?
yes, right down. I'll put the extension out there for you. We'll do your taxes manana.
Good for you. Bonnie, it was fun having you on. We appreciate it. Check out her book, Taxpertise, the complete book of dirty little secrets and tax deductions for small businesses the IRS doesn't want you to know. And I think one of the great things, thanks, Bonnie, one of the great things that she told you was, it's always easy, I do this anyway, if you don't know what's going on, you go to IRS.gov and read the forms, and especially if you have any kind of a business, that way you'll have a better sense of what you can for sure deduct. More odds and ends coming up in just a minute here on ATN.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Trouble. Kate hanging with you, not in trouble right now here on ATN. But boy, you need a canoe like Lewis and Clark to go up and down the East Coast. And this is just the beginning of this horrible storm that's dumping bucket loads of water from New England past New Jersey and further. I mean, records are being shattered all over the place, but the key thing is people don't care about the records. They care that they're all of a sudden in the car and it turns into a boat. And honestly, that's what's happened. Rhode Island's terrible. Massachusetts, terrible. They've got National Guard troops that are out trying to help people who find themselves in those situations where they've had to shut down parts of I-95. And there, especially one area, it's a, this main highway on 95 that hooks up Boston and New York. They're talking, you know, pretty much we're going to have to close this down with this heavy rain. 10 inches of rain, a storm just 2 weeks ago, drop 10 inches plus. Now they're talking about the same thing. So it's a nightmare. Rain is fun. Watching rain fall, it's the best, right? When you're reading a book, you're watching a ball game, click open that window in the spring, get those cracks. I love thunderstorms. I don't know what it is. And the lightning, get those cracks of thunder off in the background. Not so great, though, when all of a sudden your house is flooded. Well, your basement's flooded first, then it's coming up against the house. And you can't get anywhere because the streets are a mess and you have to get to work somewhere. But people are scrambling, like the video stores that have the DVDs. You know, they've got the racks that, and there still are video stores, do you believe it? Blockbuster. They haven't gone under yet, although this flood might send some of them under. They've got DVDs all over the place, and they've had to move those. And anything that's on the floor, grocery stores in New Jersey, New York, all kinds of records. But it's not the records. It's the fact that people are scrambling like crabs to try to find dry pieces of land. So even evacuations with swollen rivers, the sandbagging thing. I know somebody listening to me can relate to the sandbagging thing. Have you ever had to do that? Have you ever had to help somebody, or you went to help somebody, or were nice enough to try to help a group of people, and you volunteered, and you had to fill up a bunch of sandbags? I did that, and I thought, oh, I'm gonna chip in. I'm telling you, after 2 hours, I was ready to be the one that made the food run. I have never killed my arm so badly in trying to shovel all that sand in those bags. But that's what's happened. People are trying to get the sandbags up and going, and they were the last couple of days. And, you know, you've got massive floods in Maine. A dam just broke loose. So you've got wild water running down these roads, covering up driveways and sidewalks and bus stops. And, you know, when you turn on the evening news, because this is radio, and you see the pictures there, the video there, and you see signs, and that's all you see. You see, like, the stop sign barely, and you think, whoa, man, that is bad. And this is supposed to be a three-day storm, just like the other storm. And in some parts, like in Massachusetts and in Philly, they have this. There's amphibious World War II boats. Has anyone ever been on those duck boats? So they're getting the duck boats. They're getting the people who run the duck boats to go around and ferry people from place to place because they're stranded. So they're actually trying to help people, good for them, get out of dicey situations. And in Connecticut, I know a lot of you listen to me, in Connecticut, Norwich, it's a state of emergency there. The Antic River rising like nobody's business. And here we go again with the Mother Nature part of America tonight. It's that bad. And it also has delayed trains. There's just so much you don't think about. You have delays at LaGuardia and New York, the same thing that I went through because of the rain. So the New York airports are bad, 2-3 hour delays at least. Amtrak's, people take a lot of Amtrak up and down the East Coast. Forget about that. And this is just the beginning of this. It's just the beginning. What do? You have to weather the storm, pardon the pun. I mean, that's what you have to do. So the president issued disaster declarations for most of New England so that they'd get the federal money they needed. And the households that are just being creamed by this, because you have also these late storms and now the spring storms rolling into this with the rain, it's going to have massive home repairs. A lot of people are going to have coverage. They're going to have to have things done. That's what they have to have. So, have you ever been in a flood before, Matt? Never been in a place where, you know, the river overflowed, or it was just somehow just torrential rains? I can't, in thinking about Minnesota, I think of snow. I don't think so much about floods, although all the lakes there, but I can't recall at the top of my head in recent times any horrible floods there. Am I right?
We get pretty bad flooding over on the west side of the state, bordering the Dakotas, the Red River. That always overflows, and there was pretty bad floods when was it, like 98-ish? Something like 98, 99, it was really bad. I remember that was when we had Governor Ventura before he went kind of off the wayside of society. And I remember he was up there and he was personally filling sandbags. There was a news reporter trying to interview him while he was doing it, and he got all irritated with the reporter and basically told the entire news crew to put down their microphones and start shoveling sand.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
All right, we've had enough of that. Exactly. Get out here and help us. Okay, so I was wrong. So you've experienced that, too, in different
parts. Nothing personally, though. I've never been affected by flooding. There's never been a river near me that's overflowed, and I'd have to, like, fill sandbags or do anything like that.
Yeah, trust me, the sandbag filling, it sounds like a great idea, but then you start doing it, and I'd rather be hammering something, anything. It's heavy. Then you're shovel. It's like, I guess it's like snow, when you're shoveling snow, and you at first you're doing it, it's okay, and then the stress on your back and your arms, the worst. So we'll keep an eye on what's happening in the East Coast, and for all of you listening to us there, boy, I'm sorry you are so soggy at this point. And keep that umbrella by your side and be careful when you are out there driving in those cars and you go underneath those underpasses and you think you're okay and you have no idea this wall of water suddenly comes toward you. That's what happens. It gets tricky because you don't realize. A lot of times people do that chicken thing where they don't think the water is so high. I mean, I've done it myself. And you almost hydroplane and you go through, and all of a sudden you realize just how high that water was. That's when it gets dangerous because you have absolutely no clue. I said this was odds and ends, so quickly I'm going to tell you about one other thing. I mentioned this a lot on a previous show, and I got a ton of email about this, and keep the emails coming, by the way, at americatonight.net. The Vatican is defending the Pope in now a Kentucky lawsuit. In this other case, they're challenging the Vatican in reporting abuses among the clergy and saying that they're burying it, basically. So the Vatican is launching a legal defense. They're actually doing it, that they hope is going to shield the Pope from this particular suit in Kentucky so he won't have to answer attorneys' questions under oath. Can you imagine if the Pope had to answer questions under oath? I think that there should be some answering of some questions, but I don't think it's going to happen. What the Vatican lawyers are going to do, they're going to argue that the Pope has immunity as head of state and that American bishops who oversaw the abuse of priests weren't employees of the Vatican, and that a 1962 document is not the smoking gun that provides proof of a cover-up. So they're trying to fend off the first U.S. case, because there are others, trust me, and we'll see just how close Pope Benedict actually comes to be sworn in and give testimony. I think they may end up going with the bishops thing, but it all depends on the documentation. Legal is legal, right? So is the Vatican able to stand on its own, and does the Pope really have that immunity? Things to ponder, no doubt.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.